arrested by Syrian authorities and beaten every day for nearly a month. Another case concerns a female reporter threatened with rape by anti-government forces after they killed her cameraman. Amnesty says the attacks threaten the flow of news from Syria to the outside world. The Syrian government refuses to comment on the report. The Free Syrian Army claims it's never killed a journalist. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Again on Wall Street, the Dow is up 155 points. This is NPR News.
This is KUOW News. I'm Liz Jones. Oregon police say they've arrested a Seattle man who was involved in a head-on collision near Astoria last month. Two men from Seaside, Oregon, were killed in the crash. Authorities say that 38-year-old Sterling Frenell was booked into an Oregon jail on charges of manslaughter, assault, and drunken driving. According to investigators, Frenell was driving with a suspended Washington license last month when his car crossed the center line on Highway 101 near Astoria and struck a 1974 Volkswagen Bug. The two men in the Volkswagen died at the scene. Frenell and a female passenger were also injured. Every year in Washington state, nearly 40,000 people are arrested for driving under the influence. In 2011, there were 135 fatal collisions involving just alcohol. The numbers tell a story of poor choices, ruined lives, and in some cases, substance abuse and addiction. State lawmakers are working now to strengthen what are already considered to be some of the toughest DUI laws in the nation. Treatment experts say the challenge is what to do with the most problematic repeat DUI offenders. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has our story.
After 20 years in the business, Lenny Padeo has seen it many times. Alcoholics gaming the system to avoid addressing their disease.
The alcoholic, they will do everything that they're required to do by cheating. And you have to key in on these guys, because if you don't, then you'll never catch them.
Padeo is a certified dependency professional. He and his wife run Emmanuel Counseling Services in Seattle. Lawmakers in Olympia are considering increasing the prison sentence for a second or third DUI by several months. Part of the proposal would allow drivers to opt out of incarceration by getting treatment and participating in an alcohol monitoring program in which they would not be allowed to drink. Seattle criminal defense attorney Patricia Fulton co-chairs the Washington Defenders Legislative Committee. She says the proposal gets to the heart of the problem, but it's an expensive proposition.
We certainly want people to stop drinking, but we don't want to fund substance abuse treatment or access to the support systems that people may need for that. It's very, very difficult to deal with an addiction, and there's not a lot of understanding of that in the system, I think.
Many cities and counties use electronic home monitoring for DUI offenders who've been ordered by the court to abstain from alcohol. Offenders wear an ankle bracelet that detects alcohol through the skin. It can also be used for home detention or house arrest. Betty McNeely is director for Seattle Municipal Court Probation Services. About two-thirds of their cases are repeat offenders. McNeely says on any given day, the court monitors about 100 people this way.
What it'll do is the court will be alerted, in most cases within 24 hours, that someone has either had a drinking event or that they have somehow tampered with a device, or that they may have left the area where they have been allowed by the court to be.
Studies have shown that this type of 24/7 monitoring is highly effective. It guarantees consequences for not complying with the court's order. But the violation information first has to go through a third party before it reaches a sentencing judge. During the delay, there's a chance that person could be driving. That's the micro approach. For some drunk drivers, it's the big picture that makes a difference.
I tell them that they were very lucky to have been stopped.
David Osorio speaks on and coordinates victims' impact panels around King County. Offenders are required to attend at least one after their conviction. 20 years ago, Osorio's brother Todd was killed in Kent by a drunk driver. The driver was a repeat offender who fled the scene. Osorio says they try to give a perspective that drunk drivers can't get in the court system.
They think that their DUI was the worst possible thing that could have happened to them on the night that they got stopped. But, you know, we're here to tell them that that's not the worst thing that could have happened. It could have been much worse than that. And that whoever stopped them saved their life, maybe saved somebody else's life. And that they should look at their DUI as being a second chance.
Padeo says for the determined alcoholic, a second chance is just another opportunity to keep drinking. They've learned to find the loopholes, he says. They've learned how to get the most favorable assessments from treatment providers.
And if they shop around, then what will happen is they know how to answer the questions, because most places will ask about similar questions. So they become manipulative in that part, too.
You just can't force someone to change, he says. Mark Mullen was driving on a suspended license in March when prosecutors say he hit four members of a family, killing two of them. Court documents say he had a preliminary blood alcohol level of 0.22%, nearly triple the legal limit. He's also a repeat offender. Padeo says based on his record, there's little hope for people like Mullen.
I think he should have been placed in prison a long time ago. He's not in denial. He's just playing his game, you know. That type of guy is, you know, there should have been something about him that was telling people that he's not going to stop.
State law lets someone get five DUIs before they're convicted of a felony. Some lawmakers want to change that to four. Lawmakers are scheduled to return for a special session on May 13th. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.